This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. Colorado's college leaders are asking the legislature for more money than Governor Polis has proposed for higher learning. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine has more.
Governor Jared Polis wants to boost higher education budgets by $43 million. 15 college leaders signed a letter asking for four times that amount, plus more for financial aid. Meantime, other college presidents want some money allocated to regional universities like Western Colorado University. They say regional colleges are big economic drivers, training teachers, healthcare workers, and entrepreneurs. Western, Adams State, and Fort Lewis have each asked for an extra $3 million out of what the governor allocated. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
There's a shortage of therapists to treat people serving time in Colorado's prisons for sex offenses. A new report from CU News Corps finds more than half of positions in prisons were unfilled as of last August. Holly Carpenter is a provider in private practice in Larimer County. She says the pandemic particularly made it hard to fill these jobs.
We've lost people because of the bandwidth of people. People went through their own stuff. People forget that mental health providers, therapists are people with our own lives.
People ordered to get treatment in prison have to wait until it's available, so they may stay in prison beyond their parole eligibility as a result of the provider shortage. The planned demolition of a funeral home in Penrose is now set for the end of February. The Environmental Protection Agency says the Return to Nature facility, where nearly 200 mishandled bodies were discovered, needs to be torn down due to the conditions inside. Work was originally scheduled for this month but was delayed. The co-owners of the funeral home face charges including abuse of a corpse, theft, and forgery. Come find more news at CPR.org and stay here to hear about a Colorado woman who got a big surprise when she found out she's a candidate for president in Minnesota.
I received a Google alert that my name was on the ballot. That's how I found out.
In 30 minutes, how that happened and what she's hoping will change to prevent it from happening again. Stay here.